It's the final day for the Republican National Convention in Tampa. This morning, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about the events. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So before Mitt Romney speaks tonight, the Ohio delegation gets to relax a little bit today. They're headed to Ybor City for a special event. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, they're going over a little bit later this morning for a brunch at the Colombian restaurant in Ybor City, which is the old Cuban part of town. Back in the old days, that's where all the old cigar factories were, and it's kind of a tourist destination now. But they're having a brunch that was supposed to have been a post-session event on Monday, but of course everything was canceled Monday, so now they're going to have it as a brunch today. And I think most of the delegates will be over there this morning and in the early afternoon.
Now, no speeches or anything there? It's just a social event?
Not really. I think it's just more or less a social event, a gathering. It was supposed to happen after a session Monday, but of course Monday was canceled.
Now, you've had some chance to talk to a number of the delegates. What do you think they're expecting to hear from Mitt Romney tonight? And do you think he'll be directing a speech at all directly to the bellwether states?
Well, what I think, they want to hear some red meat. I mean, they want to have him, you know, go get into Obama's kitchen on any number of issues. But I think they also are hoping that he will talk more about himself and his personality, his background, his life, what kind of person he is. Because, you know, they know that the polling shows that a lot of people in this country still don't have a good idea of who Mitt Romney is.
The would-be vice president who didn't quite make it, Ohio Senator Rob Portman, spoke at last night's convention. Tell us what he talked about and if you heard any surprises.
Well, I didn't hear any real surprises. I think Rob was on message. The message last night from the convention was, we can fix it, meaning we, the Republicans, we, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. And he talked about the shortcomings that he sees in the Obama administration and talked about the fact that Romney has solutions and is solution-driven. And, the audience liked that. You know, they love that.
The Ohio delegation has also been hearing from a lot of speakers at their breakfast. And yesterday, Mitt Romney's son, Tag, came to their hotel to talk to them. He's Romney's oldest son?
Yes. Yeah, Tag is 42 years old. He's the oldest of the five sons. The five sons have been everywhere during the convention. They've been making the rounds of all the delegation breakfasts. They've been doing all kinds of TV appearances and giving interviews. And that's part of a strategy because they talk about their father in personal terms. And one of the goals of this convention is to try to project the image that, you know, Mitt Romney is a real human being, a family man, a man who cares about people. And you heard a lot of that in the speech from his wife, Ann Romney, the other night. And the five Romney boys have been very busy going around spreading that message.
Now, Romney was not always the most popular in his party, and that personal connection seems to be part of the issue. Do you think that the sons are making an impact? Have you noticed that the delegates are you think they're getting a better feeling about Romney after this?
Well, I think they're impressed by him. I mean, all five of them are very impressive young men, and, I don't think most of them had ever really seen them or heard them or knew their names before this, and the delegates and the Republicans hope the general public is starting to get a better image of Mitt Romney, that, you know, this is a man with five sons, 18 grandchildren, and is not just this guy who has made millions and millions of dollars in business and been successful as a politician, but is a real human being.
As we wrap things up, you've covered an awful lot of these conventions. Compare this one to the others you've covered. How's it going?
Well, this one's been obviously very unusual because of Monday and Tropical Storm Isaac canceling everything. So it was a truncated type convention. Logistically, it's been a difficult one because of the tightness of the space downtown where the convention center is being held, and the fact that the delegations are spread all over the Tampa Bay area. So transportation has been really difficult, and it's frustrated, you know, delegates at sometimes, but they're bearing with it and making the most of it.
Well, thank you, Howard. I want to remind everyone that at noon today, you'll be doing a live chat online at WVXU.org. We ask people to sign up. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you, Marianne.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter.